Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Yud Ches Omid Beis. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah in Simen Reish Nun Beis. Yesterday we had begun the Ramah that is on the top of this page that told us that if a non-Jewish person delivers to you something on Shabbos that he was given halachically permissibly on Erev Shabbos, and he had the halachic right to go and do it and correct it and work with it on Shabbos, and now he returns it to you on Shabbos. So the Mechaber said it's acceptable to wear that on Shabbos itself when you get it back. And now we'll see some more caveats of that today. The Ramah had said, no, we're more machmir, and we do not allow to be wearing this on Shabbos because the non-Jewish person clearly has done work for you for your benefit on Shabbos. And the Ramah had said, you should wait until what we call B'chdei Shiasa, there would have been enough time to have done that work on Matzei Shabbos, and then you're allowed to wear it at that point. And he says, V'hachi nog l'chadchila, one should do this unless it's under extenuating circumstances that you really need it for Shabbos, and then you may have the ability to be makel. Now we pick up the Ramah on the third line, actually, Yud Ches Amud Beis. And the Ramah says, V'miyesh listlos, and if you can rely upon the fact, Shenigmar b'erev of Shabbos, if you know for certain that it was actually completed, all the work was done before Shabbos actually started. He'd gotten it Friday morning, and he's returning to you on Shabbos morning, but you know that he had finished the work before Shabbos had started, then even this more machmir opinion, Mutter B'chol Inyan, would say that it is permissible. And this is brought down the name of Hagos Alfasi. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat and Lamed explains, D'ho yesh matir b'chol Inyan. Everybody agrees that this is permissible in this situation because there's no work that's being done for you on Shabbos. So let's say this shoe had been completely fixed on Erev Shabbos. But he added on a little bit of polish. He did some work additionally on Shabbos. He polished it, let's say. So shari, that would also still be good. Because it was perfectly wearable. It was already fixed on Erev Shabbos. And even if he did additional things to make it a little bit nicer and better on Shabbos, even the machmir opinion would say that this would be okay. Moshe Kosov Simon Reish Nun Gimel Siv Aleph by God Dalit, as we will Yirtzah Hashem learn in the next Simon. Now, Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, the Hu Adin, the same thing applies. Klei Pishton, Shinos Ana'enu Yehudi Tachas HaMechabish B'Shabbos. If the non-Jewish launderer put your linen clothing underneath the press on Shabbos, Shari Gam Kemi Tamzeh. That's also permissible for the same reason. It was wearable before he put it under the press. It just looks a little bit nicer. This is the equivalent of polishing the shoes that were already fixed on Erev Shabbos. So in this situation as well, the Nesiv HaChaim is brought down by the Chavetz Chaim in Shaar Tzion. Os Chafei says that this is permissible. Back to Ramah. The Ramah adds, V'dafka im shigir lo ha'eni yudi leveso. This is only good if the non-Jewish person sent the item, let's say the clothing or whatever it is, to your house. Aval, however, also likach keilim mibeis ha'uman b'shabbos yontov. But you aren't allowed to go to his store and go and take these keilim, these vessels, this shirt, or whatever it is, from his store on Shabbos and yontov. That is no good. As worth about the Mordechai, the Arzarua, Tagos Maimonios, and I think the other abbreviation there is Hagos Ashri. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkat Lamed Aleph explains, V'afili yodi avadai shenigmar kodim Shabbos v'yontiv. Even if you absolutely are certain that the non-Jewish person completed the work on this before Shabbos, so you don't have the problem at all of Melech Shabbos. V'afili hum l'tzorich Shabbos, and even if it's under circumstances where you need this item on Shabbos itself for that Shabbos, it is not allowed for you to go to the store to pick it up from the non-Jewish person. The reasoning is, Matan, Dipnei Maris Ayin. It looks terrible for you to go into the non-Jewish store on Shabbos and bring out your item from that store. The Yomer, anybody seeing this is going to say, Shebe Shabbos aso umidas Yisrael. That clearly you instructed him to do this for you on Shabbos, and he's doing this melacha for you specifically on Shabbos. And therefore, it is not permissible. The Mishneh Berurah adds, V'isa b'levush. He brings down for the levush. Even if you're not going to go and carry it out of the store, you're just going to walk into the store and you'll wear it out. And you'll wear it out from the non-Jewish person's house or store. That also is forbidden. Because, again, it looks like he's doing it specifically for you on Shabbos. Finally, because of the Magid of Rum adds over here, the Mishneh Berurah says, Efshor dafilu ayide eino Yehudi osu lavio. He says it still may not even be permitted to have a non-Jewish person bring it to you. There's a separate problem over here of something called Uvda Dechol. The Chavetz Chaim in Shaar Tzion Os Chav Ches brings down that this is the opinion of the Prima Gadim and the Tosefta Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim says, "V'av shirisi be'el yirabo v'chemed Moshe shemei kilim ayideinu yidu levio." Even though he says that these great achronim, the El Yeraba and the Chemed Moshe, permit somebody to make to have a non-Jewish person bring it to you, he says, "Yesh od harbe achronim she'atikul iser." There are many that disagree and say that it's aser. And this includes Humayim Mordechai, the Graz, the Shulchan Shlomo, and their opinion is v'sovrin. This is the Maimon Mordechai the Graz, the Maris Ayin Shayach Gambazad, that there is a concern over here of Maris Ayin. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim says, Al Kein Hi Nachti Sveiko Shel Magen Avram Kemoshu. Therefore, I just left the Magen Avram statement as it is, even though there are those that disagree with it, but his Psak Halach in the Mishnah Berurah was that you should be Machmer over here like the Magen Avram, because this is Uvdo Dechol, has the, certainly the appearances of being work, weekday work and Maris Ayin. The issue for number 17 tries to explain a little bit this very important concept of Uvdin Dechol. So he brings down from the Kalkelus HaShabbos. Shelo Asru Chachomim Asiyas Pulos Misuyomos Elo Be'echod Migimel Ofanim. There are three categories, so to say, of work that the rabbi is possibly asked for you to do them on Shabbos if they met one of these three definitions. Aleph. Maisa Shiesh Lochu Shemoyovo Ayodo Lasos Melocha. If it's something that could lead to your doing a melocha, so then the rabbi's prohibited you from doing it on it, even though there's technically nothing wrong with that action, but it could lead to another action that would be an isser. Beis, ma'isa sheyesh bo tirchi yaseira, something that's excessively burdensome for a person to do, so the rabbis restricted you from doing that as well. And three, gimel, pa'ula hadome li'achas melamites melachos, if something is very similar looking to the one of the 39 melachos in Shabbos, so the rabbis also restricted you in doing it as well. He brings out from Moshe Feinstein that sound, the shelus etshuva sigus Moshe. Uvdo dechol hu kasher oseh hamalacha b'tzura tova kimo hamalacha akvua she'oseh b'chol. The person is doing this malacha on Shabbos in a way that it looks just like the actual malacha that he would do on a weekday. The lo nikar, it's not recognizable she'oseh oso derech haroi, that he's doing it in a somewhat different way, in a non-permanent type of a way, in not the usual way that he would do it. Because he's not concerned that it would be done perfectly like it would be done on a weekday, but it's not recognizable that this is so. So this is where Moshe Zatzal says is Uvda Dechol. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, it means that a person is doing something that is normally done while you're doing something that's also to do on Shabbos. And he concludes, "Seem Tvarav, Shafa Pikain, En Yodea Dava Borer Bezeh." With all of this, we're still not 100% certain what is classified as Uvda Dechol and what is not. There are many things which the rabbis have prohibited on Shabbos because it's, quote, not Shabbistic, it's Uvda Dechol. Each one needs to be analyzed individually. It's very difficult to make one general statement that's a sweeping statement across the board that's applicable in all situations. As we go through Hilchos Shabbos, when Mirtzeh Hashem, we'll look at each case individually, when do we or do we not say something is Uvda Dechol. Now, Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Beis, it says you're not allowed to take it from the Beis Uman. Ein chiluk bein Yisrael ein Yehudi. There's no difference over here between taking it from the house of a Jewish worker or from a non-Jewish worker. And the Chofetz Chaim explains it, Os Chav Tes. He says the Ikar Raya over here is from Chol HaMoed, where it says, Afilu b'Chol HaMoed, inam avim Beis Uman. You're not allowed to take things on Chol HaMoed from the house of the Beis Uman, from the store or the place where the work is done. And he says, V'kol Shekin, certainly b'Shabbos and Yontif. And over there, it's talking certainly by Yisrael, as the Bach clearly points out. So therefore, it doesn't make any difference over here if you're taking it from the house of, or the ways of work of a Jewish person or of a non-Jewish person. The Ramah continues and he says, V'chol zeh bekelim sha'asu liYisrael. All of this is talking about when the item was being fixed for a Jewish person, as the Beis Yosef brings down. However, avol einu Yehudi, if it's a non-Jewish person, sha'osim minolim al hamekach, if a non-Jewish person is making shoes and he doesn't have a person specifically in mind that he's going to sell it to, he's increasing his inventory. He has time, he's making new shoes. So then, mutar liYisrael hamakiro, then a Jewish person who knows this non-Jewish person, they're friends, to go to him, lelech, likach mimenu b'Shabbos ulenalam. He would be permitted to go to this non-Jewish person's house on Shabbos, to the place of work on Shabbos, and technically take a pair of shoes from him and wear them. Ubuvad, however, shol yikzos imo d'mei mekach, but you're not allowed to go and set the price. That would be a isser d'rabbanan of mekach u'memkar. But you're certainly allowed to go to him in this situation. The Rama says you need a pair of shoes to go to him, take a pair of shoes, and you'll take care of the business aspects of it, Motzei Shabbos. That, the Rama says, is actually permissible because the non-Jewish person is not making this pair of shoes for you. He's already made them for whoever's going to buy them. And now you need them. He's not doing an issa for you on Shabbos. There's no prohibition for you to take it from him on Shabbos, and you're not arranging the money. So there is no question over here of Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains this further in Siv Katan Lamed Gimel. Why is the non-Jewish person making this pair of shoes? Doha adaiti denafshei ovad b'Shabbos. He wants to have a large inventory. He wants to make money. So he's making another pair of shoes. And what about the concern that you're bringing it from the base Uman? We said you're not allowed to do that. So Sfira Leila Ramah, the Ramah over here says, the Lo Shayach Bazeh, that doesn't apply over here. It's not also to go take it from the shoemaker's place over here, the non-Jewish person's place. Even though you're going to him, because everybody knows every Shabbos that shop is open and he's banging away making shoes. So everybody knows he's not making it specifically for you. He's increasing his inventory. Therefore, there is no Marisayan concern over here. The people are going to say that the Jewish person specifically instructed him to make this pair of shoes here on Shabbos. This guy's working every single Shabbos. He has his store. That's his way of advertising. He's out in front of his store making shoes. Everybody says, oh, he's a shoemaker. So therefore, there is no concern over here. Everybody knows he's making the shoes for his own purposes. Avida adaite denavshei. And therefore, it's allowed. However, the Mishnah Berurah then brings down the opinion of the Magen Avraham and Shar Harbe Achronim, which in Sif Katan Lamed in the Shar HaTzion, the Chofetz Chaim says, is the Tosefet Shabbos, the Vilna Gaon, the Bir Agra, and the Prima Gadim. All of these Achronim hold differently. Cholku al Dvarav. They disagree with the lenient opinion that the Ramah provides over here. Usfirulu, and they hold, the Gam Bazeh also Leilech Etzlo. You're not allowed to go in this situation as well to the factory, to the store, to the house of the non-Jewish person and take the shoes. The Lo Kach Mimenu Kamo Mishar Uman, like you take from him, like you would take from any other Uman. Ella, what should you do? Acha Shehevi Leveis Yisrael Mutu Lelovsho. But if he sends it over to the Jewish person's house, then you would be permitted to wear it. The Mistama Lab Adaite Di Yisrael Avad. It would be clear in this situation that it's not specifically for the Jewish person that he went and did this, put the shoe together. If there are many Goyim in this town, so Mistama, he's making it for Goyim. There happen to be some Jews there. Maybe some of the shoes will be bought by Jews, but the majority of the shoes that he's making are for Goyim. And therefore, Ach Imoenu Yehudi Hu Chen Von Yishenu Uman. And therefore, even if the non-Jewish person is a middleman over here, he's not the person who makes it himself, then you could be lenient possibly over here as well. However, even in this scenario, the Tosefet Shabbos and Prima Gadim are not clear that this is permissible. Because again, the concern over here is not just that he's doing this for you, he's doing it adaita denafshei, so it's not for you, but it still looks like uvda dechol, and therefore they hold that it would not be allowed. The Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskel, Aval Eino Yehudi Sha'ose V'chule, points out, Kiven Sha'olech Etzlo, that you're not allowed to do this to go to him to pick it up, according to these Achronim that we just brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, that you're not allowed to do this, Mogen Avraham and the others, Lefize Afilu Yodea Vadai Shenigmar Etzlo Be'er Shabbos, even if you know for certain that this shoe was made before Shabbos started, oh, Shahaya Uman Yisrael, or it was made by a Jewish artisan, and it definitely was done before Shabbos. Nevertheless, Gamkin also, you can't go to the store according to these Achronim. The Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaskil, Mutu Yisrael in the Ber Halacha, brings down from the Beis Yosef, from the Hagos Hashri, there are two deos over here. Im Yesh Bazeh Mishum Muktza Im Gemorim Yomtev. Is there a question over here? Is it Muktza if you finish it on Yomtev? And he concludes, Mashma Desirle La Ramah La Locha Kedas HaMatir, that the Ramah is Mekel over here to permit this. However, in Dershu foot number 26, he brings down from the Chazon Ish, Shenal Shenotzro B'Yontif, if it was actually made on Yontif, then it has a din of Nolad, and it would be also Lelovsha B'Yontif, you couldn't wear it on Yontif. He says the only reason that the Ramah was Mekel over here was because on Shabbos he holds that Nolad is Mutter, and therefore, Lefikach B'Yontif, Shekaim Lelov Shenolad also Lelovsha. So he makes a distinction over here between Shabbos and Yontif. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Lamed Daled writes, Shelo Yiktzos Imo, you're not allowed to go and determine the price with him. However, in this situation, the Makel opinion says you can pick it up from him on Shabbos. The Hainu Shelo Yaskil Lo Skum Domim, you're not allowed to mention the amount. The E Lav Hachi, because if you do mention the amount, Havi Biklal Mekel Chomem, because I pointed out, this would be considered within the rubric of the Dinder Abundant of not doing business on Shabbos. Afu Pishenu Mishalim Lo Achshav, even if you're not paying for it, you shouldn't agree on the price. So he knows you're going to pay me after Shabbos. That's why the lashon over here was Mutul Yisrael Hamakiro. If the Jewish person knows this non-Jewish person, and they're trusting each other, and therefore he knows, the non-Jewish person knows, he's not allowed to do business with him on Shabbos, but he knows he'll get paid Matzei Shabbos, and therefore it is permissible according to this Mekel opinion over here, but not if you're going to mention the price. Then you already have a real concern with Mekach Umemkar. Sifhei, the Mechaber says, Umuta Livtoach Mayim Legino, a person is allowed on Erev Shabbos to open up water to his garden, the Heim Nimshoch and the Hochim will call a Shabbos, and the water will continue to flow on Shabbos itself. Of course, you're not allowed to water something on Shabbos directly yourself. That's an Issa Daraisa. But here, you're opening up the waters to go before Shabbos, and they're going to continue to go on Shabbos, so the Mechaber says that that is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Lamed Hei explains, Hainu, Sheposeach Mayim Somech L'Chashecha, before Shabbos starts, you open up the flow of water, Misfas HaMayon, from the lip of the river or the well over here, Sheyelech Lagino Lashkosa, and it will go into the garden, and it will water and continue to irrigate the garden. This would be identical to our sprinkler systems, where you turn them on and the water continues to flow. The issue foot number 18 brings down, similarly, if you have mayim shel mazgan hanishpochim derek tzinor legina, if you have an air conditioner and the water drips out of the air conditioner and it goes through a pipe into the orchard, into the garden over here, so Rav Nissen Karo Lishlita says she'em bazeh chashash iser, there is no iser in that as well. V'dinom kidin mayim shenimshochim me'elehem misfas hamayon legina b'meshach kol Shabbos, and this is exactly the case over here where you open up the flow of the water from the spring and it continues to flow into your garden all through Shabbos. He then asks in the next paragraph, "V'lito yodayim bechiyar shamayim nishpachem imenu legina derech tzinar." And can you wash your hands until as yodayim in this water? So horer Rosh Shlomo Zalman paskins over here, shekivan she'en kavanaso lashkos esagina mutalasos kein afilu b'shabbes atzma. Since your intention over here is not to go and water the garden, so when you're washing your hands in this pipe and the water is going to continue flow after you wash your hands into the garden, since your intention wasn't to water the garden, he says that that's permissible. And he points out this is true. Even though it's a psik resha, your water from your hands is going to water the garden. He says, nevertheless, mikol makom, kim shenasa dov ayidei koach sheni, since it's not coming in directly from your hands into the garden, it's going through the pipes and then flowing. So therefore, ein ze alagrom of alma, this is called a grum over here, since it's not your intention, even though it's a psik resha, Rosh Shlomo Zalman paskins that this would be permissible. That concludes today's shir.